Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Nancy, can you hear me?
Can you see me? Can you hear me now?
Can I feel you, or was that too? Do I know you well now?
How are you?
Doing okay. You've seen Tommy.
Tommy at Point Park University, yes. It's a very rock opera musical.
I have heard that.
There is really no dialogue other than songs and the choreography, and it's big and bold, and the sets are really cool, and the lighting, and there's the scrim in the beginning with eyes, and it's just a huge production. And in fact, there are 31 people in this production.
Yeah, it's big. That's
huge.
That's quite a program.
Huge. Yeah, it's quite a program, and it's and there is no weak link. Everybody's great. Everybody's, you know, most of the actors are different characters, so everybody has a chance to play someone really kind of creepy, and some people are really funny, and some people are really strong singers, and some people are amazing dancers. There's something for everyone
production. It ain't your granny's musical.
It is directed by Ziva Barzell, and and the amazing thing on stage is the band, the orchestra.
Wow, that's over here.
Beautifully led by Camilla Rolla, and it's loud and big, and you really feel all the songs, because this is based, for those that don't know, on Pete Townsend wrote the music, right. And so it has that Who feel to it all the way through. There's even the ballads, which are not a lot of ballads. It's very big and loud and amazingly succinct choreography. So all that's going on. So let's just talk about some of the people. So Tommy, the adult Tommy, is played by Lamont Walker II. And he's, you know, the first act, you don't see much of him. You hear him singing, but you don't see much of him. But then when he comes out in the second act, that's really when he's the rock star and has the, I like to call it the Jesus Christ Superstar, fringe hanging down, white outfit. And then the younger Tommy's played by Primo Jenkins and Gabriel Florentino are also really good because, you know, they're just sitting and staring. There's not much that they're doing except in the opening.
I have made sitting and staring into an art. I have been in enough board meetings that I should have the Oscar for that.
You should. They were really quite good at that. And then some other standout performances and Jared Roberts, who plays Hawker, and he's sort of the person that's with the Acid Queen, and he's a DJ in later numbers. He's really interesting to watch on stage. Uncle Ernie, who's just creepy. I'm not going to go much further than that. I didn't understand the creepiness element in some of the scenes as much as I saw. Didn't know that about the production. Kevin Gilmond, he also plays somebody else in the scene with Tommy's holiday camp. And the Acid Queen. Clearly the Acid Queen's number is a big number, played by Markia Washington. So those are the big standout performances for me, although there were a lot of people from previous productions at Point Park that I've seen. Jeff Gordy, he was in Roberta Clemente, The 21.
I am.
And the two other shows I saw last year, he was good. And everybody's really great. It's very, very meticulously choreographed. A lot of the numbers that are running through the audience and engaging the audience, it's like watching a rock concert, really. Except that I didn't know a lot of the songs other than Pinball Wizard and See Me, Feel Me. touch me.
I remember, go to the mirror, boy. Yes. Yeah, that's listening
the mirror's
to
a
you.
Big, yeah, the mirror's a big number. Well, that's when he frees himself and breaks free of the traumatic childhood that he had.
Wasn't it Oliver Reed and...
Anne Margaret.
Yes.
Tina Turner. Roger Daltrey.
Yeah, God, it's been a long time since I've seen
that. That's all I really remember is that Oliver Reed always plays creepy people in movies.
That drink a lot.
That drink a lot.
Yeah.
And Anne Margaret is like, I think she was younger than Roger Daltrey or something. Their ages were weird and she plays his mother, which is weird. The woman who plays his mother is Kylie Clash, Mrs. Walker. She was really great. Some opening scenes are great with the parachutes coming down because his father goes off in war in the beginning. It's like 1941 or 42. The medical scenes where they keep coming in and trying to help him, it's very well choreographed. And Sally, I'm going to mess up her name. Sally Simpson, which is the girl who wants to go see him when he's the rock star. Oh, where is Sally Simpson? I don't know. Sally Simpson, come out. Oh, Maylou Barnum, she was really hilarious. She was a tiny little cute thing and she was really perky. It's great that way. So I would say, ready?
I am.
Are you ready? Drum roll? Can I have a drum roll? Okay. You should go see this, feel this, and touch this production.
Bye. In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.